We're at the Nebraska Dairy Convention in Norfolk today, and we're going to visit with dairy producers from Janson, Nebraska, Dean and Ann Engelman. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. And Ann, I guess I'll start with you, and let's talk about the dairy operation that you have, first of all.
Well, nice to visit with you. We milk about 950 cows, and it's family-owned. It's two brothers, and then our families are involved in it.
And how long you've been in the dairy business?
I've been, ever since I've been married, Dean is a
third generation.
Okay. And then our son and his wife and family is also involved, so I guess we're down to five generations in our family farm.
Dean, you know, back when it seemed like everybody was in the dairy business, and so what has caused your family to stick with it over the years?
Well, I think we've learned that it's a family operation, and it's a good business. It's 24/7, 365, so you're always doing something with your milk cows, but we enjoy working with them, going to county fairs, and it's kind of progressed into promoting your product, letting people know how you take care of your animals. So it's just kind of keeps growing and new challenges every day.
And how do you stay involved in the operation?
Well, I'm like the head calf raiser. So I get up every morning, feed calves, feed them again in the afternoon, check their bedding, regroup them as they need to as they grow, and decide, you know, their health conditions, if they need any extra attention or not. So mm-hmm. I'm calf raiser.
There you go. And Dean, are you expanding the operation? Are you staying pretty steady there, or what are you doing?
Well, it's always been a family operation. So years and years ago, when my dad and grandpa dairied, you know, we milked from 50 cows and then went to 150. Then back in 1996, my one brother and I decided to expand up to the present where we're at 950. So beyond this, we don't know. It's probably the next generation to decide we want to do a few more cows. But for now, we're real happy to do 950 and take care of those cows.
And where do you market your milk then? How is that marketed?
Well, all our milk goes into West Point. West Point Dairy Products. It's made into a butter and powdered milk, them types of things. So transportation became kind of an issue for us being down in the southeast Nebraska. So we were happy that West Point started taking more raw milk, and we sure enjoy that.
Yeah. I guess that's one of the challenges of the industry right now is having the processors to work with, right?
That's right. So it's, we used to sell, before that we had to travel almost twice as far to sell our product. So this has been a big help as far as time. You can be back on the farm more, and also, of course, fuel costs.
You are involved in this Farmer's Fetus program, I understand. And talk about how you got interested in that, Ann.
Well, Dean is on Midwest Dairy, and they wanted to get a video and let people know, where does your food come from? So they asked us if they could come down and interview, video, see the farm. And we said, you bet. Yeah. It's a good chance for us to let everybody see where does the milk come from? How are those cows taken care of? What are farmers doing to provide a quality product for the world?
Dean, explain that program a bit. And as you're, besides the video, I mean, have you been more involved or?
I've had some people call and just kind of congratulate me on being able to present that to the public. You know, I think being in Midwest, I think, and all dairy producers and all livestock producers nowadays need to concentrate on educating the public on, you know, if we don't take care of our animals aren't going to perform for us and give us back the benefits that we need for revenue and those types of things. So I think it's, we felt real happy to be able to present to the public how we take care of our cows so they can give us most production every day. So we've took on the challenge of doing that.
So do you do things, have you done things locally with kind of helping people understand the dairy business too?
Well, we do school tours often. We've had a open house, it was called Sundays on Sunday, and we had opened it up to the whole community, and we had like 400 people come in and eat ice cream sundaes, and we gave farm tours. We do local tours. We do family tours. Sometimes people have visitors just come in and say, you want to go see the dairy? And sure, they come and they play with the calves and just enjoy a day on the farm, more or less.
Yeah. Well, that's important these days. As there's fewer and fewer farmers, it's more important that the ones that are left help tell the story of agriculture.
Yeah, and I think it even started back for us, even with our folks. Dad and Mom used to give lots of tours and entertain groups of university from Nebraska, exchange students that were over in the United States. And so, it started back generations. They tried to educate, and I think we're just kind of carrying it forward from here. So,
well, back to the operation. Are you making changes? New technology is always something I suppose you got to stay on top of.
I think probably the biggest technology, probably not so much, is cow comfort. We're learning more as you stay in the dairy business of how to manage different types of bedding for cows, back scratchers we have now, we have soaker hoses, how to manage those different types of things that we need to for cow comfort. Dairy quality, milk quality has always been good. You're always looking to make sure there isn't anything new coming into the system, so you're always checking over your dairy product. But I think probably cow comfort is probably, and feed costs this year have been a real challenge. We've changed rations some to try to make it more economical. It's been a real challenge, so we sure needed some rain to replenish that food, the feed cost.
At Classic Dairy, though, in the last year, we have put up some new calf barns for the newborns, yeah. And we've also added another dry cow barn so that they're always under shelter and in comfortable conditions. So, and it also, that's where our baby calves are born, so they're immediately being attended to, making sure they have the best possible start in life, and then when they get down to me at the as a calf raiser, then I have a new facility for them, and it's made a world of difference. It seems the calves are so much stronger and healthier, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm always amazed seeing the statistics at how milk production per cow continues to increase and how efficient dairy producers have become. What's the key there, Dean? Is it just genetics, or is it a combination of things?
I think it's some genetics, but I think it's also management and being able to change with the times when some new different things for the cows to feed with, or the management as far as bedding and that type of thing, or the milking procedures. Any time that there's a change that you see can benefit the production for the cow, I think you need to be able to change with the times.
And I was going to ask, too, about labor. I know in different parts of the country that's a challenge for larger dairy operations is finding people to help with the work. How does that work in your part of the country?
It sure seems to be where we've had employees with us for ever since we expanded the operation 16 years ago. You never know if they're happy, but we try to treat them like family. We try to keep them involved. We try to give them the most benefits that we can give them, and we've had good success with keeping our milkers around and our feeders around and our farming help. So it seems to be people are willing to stay with the company if they treat them well, I think.